You're listening to SBS News.
That was Thursday, the 23rd of April, 2020. The Ruby Princess departing a dock in Port Kembla. By the time the infamous cruise ship left Australian waters, the damage was well and truly done. 900 infections and 22 deaths were linked to a pivotal decision, which allowed the ship to dock and for passengers to disembark freely in Sydney just 5 weeks earlier. Fast forward to Friday, the 14th of August, a special commission of inquiry into the Ruby Princess releases its damning assessment but makes very few recommendations. The special inquiry was set up in April.
Yours?
That's the sound of passengers collecting their luggage with the assistance of military personnel and police officers. The inquiry found that decision to let passengers go free was as inexplicable as it was unjustifiable. It also found the decision to assess the risk of releasing them as low was a serious mistake. Paul Garrett from the Maritime Union of Australia suggests the scope of this inquiry was too narrow.
Well, what we know is that the inquiry had a term of reference where the scope was far too narrow. It didn't address what happened with the ship after it left Sydney. It didn't happen when it was in Port Kembla. It didn't address the mistreatment of the crew. It didn't address the repatriation of the crew. The government deliberately set up an inquiry which was too narrow to avoid proper scrutiny.
While almost 3,000 passengers were allowed to leave, the crew remained stuck on board until it docked in Port Kembla. Mr. Garrett says it was inhumane not to allow them to leave to seek medical treatment.
The crew are human beings. They're on board a ship, they were sick, they were entitled to go to hospital, they were entitled to be treated like human beings. The government allowed the crew to stay on board the ship when there was definitely COVID on board the ship and didn't allow them to get the medical treatment that they needed. That was the first biggest stuff up that the government allowed.
Commissioner Brett Walker identified a number of failures in the New South Wales health response. At the time the ship docked on March 19, 120 people fell within the definition of a suspect case of COVID-19. But officials had not made cruise ships aware of the change to the definition of a suspect case, nor ensured they were self-isolating in cabins. The report also says the delay in obtaining test results for swabs taken on the morning of March 19 is inexcusable. From the moment the passengers disembarked, airlines held serious concerns that a coronavirus catastrophe was unfolding. Qantas and Virgin officials insisted passengers had to be stopped before boarding flights, but privacy concerns meant they couldn't access the passenger manifesto. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says it was the right call.
If that sort of personal information was shared contrary to the restrictions that are placed on that by governments, you would rightly take me to task over that. And so the ABF has to operate within those guidelines, like any other government agency and any other government department.
The inquiry also found that the directive to allow passengers to travel interstate and internationally did not comply with a public health order. Nick McIntosh from the Transport Workers Union says that decision caused distress and anxiety to aircraft crew.
When cabin crew on Qantas planes realised that there was a problem and that there were Ruby Princess passengers on these planes, they were told to keep flying. They weren't offered the opportunity to self-isolate after the trip, and they were terrified at the risk posed to their families.
Rona Dobrin was a passenger aboard the ship. She recounts her horror experience from disembarking to testing positive for COVID-19.
No phone calls, no emails. I heard it on the news, and that's when we said, that's it, we've got to be tested. Nobody was there from the health department to say, please go and get checked, please do this, please do that. Nobody was there. Where were they? Who passed the buck? What else can go wrong? So we went in to St Vincent's, we were all tested, there was a pile of people there. The professor rang us Saturday night of all times and said, oh, sorry to tell you, but you were positive.
Stephen Keel was also a Ruby Princess passenger. Mr. Keel revealed to the ABC that he disembarked the ship, then travelled to Sydney Airport and boarded flights in Melbourne and Hobart. It wasn't until getting off a plane at Hobart Airport where he was informed that he had to self-isolate. Mr. Keel says the public deserve more answers and authorities should be held accountable.
I'm very pleased with the outcome, but immediately my thoughts go out to the people that are left from the 22 people dead and their relatives and so on. It sort of gives me some kind of hope that these people might get some sort of satisfaction at the end. I think New South Wales Health has got a lot to answer for. I think they should be held to account, and we need to know more about what really happened there that morning of the 19th.
The report described the federal government as a fly in the ointment of the inquiry for its lack of cooperation. It does not make any recommendations against the ship's operator or New South Wales Health. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Marcus Megaloconomos, SBS News.